Australian teenager stranded in Syria says his only crime has been helping children in the war-ravaged country. 19-year-old Oliver Bridgman from Toowoomba in Queensland has had his passport cancelled and the AFP have this week issued his arrest warrant. His lawyer says the young man's family has been in close contact with the AFP about bringing their son home. Now he says they feel betrayed. Lindy Kerin reports.
Oliver Bridgman took to Facebook last night to proclaim his innocence.
They cancel my passport and a few days later they issue an arrest warrant. My only crime is helping the children of Syria.
The Toowoomba teenager has been in Syria for the past year. In this video, he talks about his work.
Guys, I'm doing a short video right now just to say from the bottom of my heart, Jazakallah khair for everything you've done for us this winter.
The AFP warrant for his arrest relates to, quote, incursions into foreign countries with the intention of engaging in hostile activities. Brisbane-based lawyer Alex Jones says Oliver Bridgman's parents had started making arrangements to get their son back to Australia. He says it was all done in consultation with the AFP.
They're upset that it's just another hurdle to bring their son home. They're upset that they feel like they've been betrayed and lied to by the authorities for the last 12 months.
Alex Jones says the AFP have told the Toowoomba parents they wanted Mr. Bridgman to return to Australia. But he says without a passport and an arrest warrant, that can't happen.
It just flies in the face of everything they've said in that they want him to come home because they're making it more and more difficult.
Miriam Ghani is an associate professor at the ANU College of Law. She says the arrest warrant appears to be a strategic move.
It's an interesting choice of offence because it isn't one of the offences that could potentially have been available if they had good information that he was helping a terrorist organisation overseas or had in fact joined a terrorist organisation overseas. It's not one of those offences. It's a much more general one, which involves him entering a foreign country with the intention of engaging in hostile activities.
And what would the strategy be there, though? Why would they do that?
Presumably in order to alert overseas agencies. I think they can flag his passport on the basis of him having an arrest warrant against him, which would mean that his movement is very restricted.
She says it may be about sending a message of deterrence.
The terrorism legislation is always about prevention and ensuring that any potential perpetrators know how serious this kind of behaviour is. And therefore, it may be that this is about sending a message to anyone else who's potentially intending to travel overseas, that this is the kind of behaviour that will not be tolerated and will be handled in this way.
Miriam Ghani, an associate professor at the ANU College of Law, speaking there to AM's Lindy Kerin.